Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, today, Lanco will come in and perform. You may not know them yet, but you will after today if you listen, because then you'll have heard them. It'll be cool. Yeah. Also, the dance party's coming up. But the age-old question I got to ask now, is 9 years old too young to clean a toilet?
Okay. You want my answer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, that's what I say. I'm ready for my kids to start doing real work around the house, and it's become a conversation between me and my wife.
Wait, a conversation? Is that your euphemism for fight?
Well, it's kind of a discussion.
Okay,
because again, she believes that, as long as they live under our roof, my wife wants to take care of that kind of stuff. Like, they don't have to clean the toilets. They don't have to scrub the bathtubs. I'm like, they got to learn that stuff. They've got to learn everything before they leave the house.
Okay, so you think your 9-year-old should clean the toilet. That's just a chore that you've assigned. It's become more of a philosophical discussion because of the toilet.
Correct.
It's not really about the toilet.
It's not about the toilet.
But it shouldn't. I say a 9-year-old should clean the toilet.
Yeah.
I cleaned the toilet when I was 9.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mowed the yard when I was 9.
Yes.
I had to go out and scavenge for berries.
And look at you now. Efficient.
Scavenge.
I'm too efficient.
Like, if the world were to end, you would survive.
I'd be amazing. Dude, I'm telling you. If The Walking Dead really happened, guys, get on my team. I'm about to lead us to a new civilization.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd get on your team.
So, Lunchbox, your thoughts?
No chance a 9-year-old should be cleaning the toilet. You don't even clean the toilet as a... How old are you?
70.
No, I'm 37.
Okay, you weren't cleaning the toilet at 9. You're not cleaning it at 37. So there's no way you can expect your 9-year-old. I don't clean the toilet, and I never cleaned the toilet as a kid. I mowed the lawn, yes, take the garbage out, but cleaning the toilet is very adult.
Oh. Hmm.
I didn't see it that way. You can also teach them...
How to wash
their hands.
Yeah, I teach them how to wash their hands. Wash the dishes.
Let's take
no
a
difference.
Vote here. There are 6 of us in the room. All who think a 9-year-old should clean a toilet, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All who don't, raise your hand. Ray and Lunchbox. Okay.
What?
You
guys are weird.
These are the guys who don't clean their own toilets.
Yes, exactly.
Ray, do you clean your toilet with your girlfriend?
We split it. I mean, it's 50-50.
Yeah?
I was just thinking for the chemicals. You don't want kids around that.
Do you know how many chemicals are around anyway in the food they eat and the air they breathe?
Yeah, dude, the hand soap that they use.
Toilet chemicals are probably the worst of any cleaning agent.
And you know this because you're just saying
that's what we use, and every time I use it, I'm like, dang, if I inhale that, I'm going to puke.
Well, there's non-toxic things you can do.
Yeah, like just your fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got an ICU right now.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Brooklyn cops found an orphaned kitten at their police station, so they went and convinced their boss to adopt him as their pet, precinct mascot, their morale booster even. So Martin, the six-month-old tabby cat, now has a permanent home at Coney Island's 60th Precinct.
Cute.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Can we get a cat?
Let me tell you about cats for a second. Oh. I can do an awesome cat. I'm the best cat impressionist on the show.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, what?
No.
That was a cat.
Is that
right?
You?
It was me. Yes. No one can match my cat impersonation. Because my dog's like, where's that kitty? And I'm like, no, it's just me. I'm like, dude. And he's like, what? Go ahead. Hit it.
Meow.
No, that's meow. You're spelling it M-E-O-W. Now you're just purring.
Cats purr.
No, we got to do it.
Wow.
Hey, thank you.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, I've been looking for competitions around the country. They don't have them, though.
Start your own.
Yeah. Okay. Ray, how do I do?
Good.
You got a cat? Do one. Pretty good. Pretty good, Ray. Pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray, an Atlanta man was arrested for threatening U.S. Representative John Lewis, police say. He made 46 phone calls over a two-day period. He's in custody now. In recall news, ready-to-eat chicken nuggets have been recalled. They're sold in Food Lion stores across the country. If you have them, take them back for a full refund. And finally, your weekend weather. It's going to be awesome for a lot of the country. Really clear skies and nice temps. Houston, Texas area, you're going to see some rain, as well as the Pacific Northwest. So there you go.
Jamal's on this. It's a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
If you know about a crime and you don't tell it, do you get in trouble? Generally, is the answer yes?
Yes.
We all agree?
No.
What?
Okay, Amy, tell your story.
Well, my Uber driver told me about how he beat somebody up, and then I guess he lied to the police so that he didn't get arrested. I don't know. He's like sharing all this information with me, and I'm like,
why? How did this conversation even start?
Bobby, good question. He's just chatty Cathy. I don't know. He's like,
so you get in the car. Walk me through this. You get in the car and you sit down. You're also very chatty.
True. So I'm like, did I invite this conversation? Am I an accessory to the crime because I know? I don't know. We were just talking about life. He did have like some scratches on his face.
Oh, geez.
So
like he'd just gotten into a fight?
No, it wasn't fresh.
Oh.
I actually don't know the day that it went down, but it did not happen that long.
So you sit down in the car.
So I sit down in the car and we're talking.
About how did this come up though?
And he's talking about his day. He's having a bad day. He's a little sore, achy. He talks about his face. He's like, I don't know. You don't need to be worried about these cuts on my face. Don't worry, it's fine.
He tells
fine.
You not to worry about the cuts on his face.
Yes, and so he got in a fight, and then police, it was with somebody that he knew. I don't think he thinks this is that big of a deal, but when he told me he lied to the police, I was like, okay, I need to get out of this Uber.
Did you?
No. Oh. I got to my destination, and then I got out. But then when I started to think about how he told me he lied to the police, and I know he did, I'm like, now am I an accessory to this crime?
Judges?
Yeah, I'll go first. No, she's not an accessory, but she should probably turn him in.
Lunchbox?
What?
I don't think there's any guilt. It's not a major crime. If it was like, you know, manslaughter or something like that, yeah, you might want to go tell the cops,
yeah.
But a little fist fight between two friends, the cops don't really care.
I don't know the details of what he had to lie about, but clearly he was responsible for the person that got beat up.
I would just stop talking to Uber drivers.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
Do you see the story now where people are starting to rob Uber drivers? Because it used to be for a long time Uber drivers were doing bad stuff to people. Now people are robbing Uber drivers.
Dang.
The tide has turned.
Yeah, revenge.
Why are they robbing them? They don't have any cash. Like, it's all electronic, so why would you rob an Uber driver?
The same reason you'd mug someone walking down the street, because they still have a wallet and stuff, like human.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your information's in the thing. Like, I think about that, like, when I see a robbery go down, I'm like, someone goes and robs the, you know, whatever, a Subway or a Dollar General. I'm like, how much money does that cash register really have?
Enough to buy drugs real quick because you need a fix, and that's the closest place to go get it.
Yeah.
Good point. You don't think they're doing it to just rob, like,
no,
get some cash?
I don't think they're just doing it to rob. It's not a heist where you're robbing, trying to steal the Mona Lisa. It's really, it's someone with a meth addiction or someone that has an opiate issue.
Oh.
Desperation.
Yeah. I always wonder that. I'm like, guys, those places don't keep that much cash in the register. Yeah. You got to go somewhere like a bank.
They're not robbing the Louvre.
What?
The Louvre?
The Louvre. In Paris.
Oh, the Louvre.
The Louvre. Yeah, that's why.
That's from Da Vinci Code.
And from Paris, yeah.
That's real?
Yeah.
Oh
my God. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. We bring positivity at this time every day. Thank you for being here for something called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Listen to this. Brace yourselves. Are you braced?
Braced.
A mother has said she was sure her young son had died. But then a postman showed up. Megan McCandless was at home last Thursday afternoon. Her 15-month-old boy Caleb had a seizure, something she didn't even know that he was prone to. She ran onto the street to get help, the baby in her arms, and this postman, Darren Dixon, was on his round, and he was able to help. He knew what to do. He took a first aid course for babies and what happens when they have seizures. And he dealt with the whole thing, got her to the hospital, and then went back and finished his shift and got everybody their mail.
Wow.
Oh, he ended up getting everybody their mail, too!
He's taking a first aid course for babies with seizures.
You know what he did? Because he knew how to get their tongues, make sure they didn't choke on their tongues. The first thing he did was reach. He's like, listen, I know what to do. Because he goes in and pulls the tongue out, held the tongue, controlled the baby, got it to the doctor. Did I mention he finished his mail route?
Yeah, he's like, no big deal. I got mail to deliver. It's just a Tuesday or whatever day it was.
All right, what else you got in?
Okay, so a female hiker was out with her dog, and she fell over the side of a cliff 800 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, not good. But a passerby heard someone yelling for help, and they contacted local authorities. A sheriff got in his helicopter, located the female hiker. They rescued her. It took 3 attempts for rescuers to get the dog, the 40-pound pit bull mix.
Man.
But they got the dog as well.
They both lived?
Yeah, they were taken to the hospital, treated for hyperthermia, but all okay.
800 feet. Wow.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Back in 2001, there was these twins. They were born at just 22 weeks. That's 100 days early. Weighed less than 2 pounds each. Couldn't breathe on their own. Well, for their 16th birthday, they both survived. They went and reunited with the doctors, and they brought 200 blankets for families in the hospital.
Wow. Look at that. See, that's why we do this segment, bringing positivity to your morning. Tell me something good here.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
What do you think about this? What does your partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, have to put up the most with you?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the thing that you're just thankful they put up with it. Because I'm telling you, last night, I mean, I sleep with a TV on, and if my girlfriend stays up at the house, I know she struggles with it. And she just, like a champ, fights it and goes to sleep with the TV on. Because she knows I have to sleep with the TV on. And so between that and she wakes up when I wake up.
Yeah.
Because I've turned the lights on and I wreck. I'm just like a bull in the china shop in the morning. Like, she puts up with me and I'm very grateful for that. I don't know that I'd do anything for that good for her. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that I'm worth it. But that's me. You?
Well, 3 things immediately came to mind and they kind of lump into the same category. I would say probably my ADD. He has to put up with that. Ugh. My tendency to sort of be late when we're getting ready to go somewhere, and because he's early's on time for him, and then also just like being an adult, like adult things that like normal people do, like put gas in your car and pay certain bills on time and stuff, like that opening mail, you know, because he's gone a lot and I don't do it, and then he comes back 2 months later and he's like, you didn't open mail from 2 months ago. I'm like, my bad.
My bad. That's right. Lunchbox, what's the one thing your wife has to put up with the most that you're like, oh.
Just one.
One thing, like the big one.
Oh, the mess.
Oh, you're dirty.
I mean, yeah. I'm just dirty. I mean, if I went home and took a picture of my bedroom floor and all the clothes that are on my side, her side's all clean. I don't clean anything. I'll just put my dishes in the sink and
with food on them still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I just leave it on there because, I mean, you got a dishwasher. It's going to take it off, right? That's what the dishwasher's for.
But you leave food when you put it in the sink.
Yeah.
She then has to scrape the food off into the trash and then put the dish in.
Yeah, I'm just messy like that.
That's dirty, though. That's the difference.
Messy, dirty, same difference.
No,
do you leave food
starts.
Around the house?
No, I eat all the food.
Okay. Like,
I don't.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hull, Georgia. A woman was driving down Highway 72 and she sees a chicken truck in front of her, a chicken delivery thing. So she goes up, rams it with her car. That doesn't do the job. She rams it again and runs it off the road and drives away. Only problem is her license plate was left behind, and when cops asked her...
Oh, no!
Yeah, when cops asked her, why'd you do it? She said, I'm a vegan. I want to make sure the chicken didn't get delivered.
Oh.
You just can't do that. That's just, you can't do that.
She's a vegan. She got mad at seeing the chicken.
I know, I get why. You, even though being a vegan is a good thing...
Sure.
You can't do that.
No.
And then her license plate fell off.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There you go.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show.
Yeah. I think you guys are going to like Lanco. Lanco comes in like 45 minutes. Maybe you haven't heard of them yet, but it's a band. And there aren't that many bands in country music anymore. But young guys, and they're good. You may have known this song before called Long Live Tonight. And they put this out. And they did pretty good. I'll give you a little bit of this here, see if you remember it.
Just live in this moment and know that there's no time to borrow. It's crazy, crazy world out there. But baby, baby, don't be scared.
That was their old song. This is their new one. It's really good. It's called Greatest Love Story. Lanco will be in later.
Cause I was gonna be your forever.
So they'll be in at 7, wherever you are, 8 Eastern, I don't know, all these time zones mess me up. Amy, speaking of which, Amy's on the West Coast, so Amy is in California right now. You did the After Nashville show last night in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did Nash Chat from here because my guest was the executive producer of the show and he lives here.
Because after the death in the show...
Yeah.
You had to bring him on to kind of explain or what?
Yeah. There was just so many questions from fans like, hello, you know, we saved Nashville. We fought to bring it back. And then now, you know, one of our favorite characters died. So he came on to explain what happened and that it was Connie Britton's decision.
Well, we weren't saying who, just in case.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, it's still a spoiler for people.
Well, hello, it's happened a week ago.
Okay, but so did... I don't want to ruin the Oscars Best Picture yet either. So.
Oh, stop.
I'm being vague.
Sorry.
Anyway,
hate to break it to everybody.
Amy's in L.A. She had to get up at like 1 this morning and get over to the studio because it's back there. But Lunchbox and I are going to join her because we're going to go to the iHeart Music Awards. And so we go. We have like a luncheon tomorrow with a bunch of iHeart people, and then we have the award show. Hopefully we'll be able to watch on TBS, TNT, and True TV on Sunday night. And a lot of cool performances, which will be cool. Have you been to an iHeart Awards?
No, I haven't. This is my first time. I'm a rookie, and I'm really nervous.
Yeah, they've been talking about it. I saw a TBS thing. It's like, for the first time ever, Lunchbox sits in the crowd. And I was like, wow.
It's going to be pretty cool.
That is cool.
I'll probably have a Lunchbox cam.
Oh, for the whole time? They'll just get your reactions.
Exactly.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. See, I'm a creative marketer.
Huh. You didn't really market it. But it's funny. You should have your own Lunchbox cam, because they're not really going to have one. We could do that yourself. Just throw your, you know, your, whatever you want to put up. Periscope
up. Or, whatever. That's all I got. Snapchat, I guess, but that's not really live.
Mm-mm.
Instagram Live.
You can do Instagram Live?
Yeah, the problem is people can't go back and watch it.
Oh.
Once it's down, it's down.
I'll do Periscope.
Yeah, there you go. Did Lunchbox do Periscope and from our iHeartRadio Music Awards. Thanks for hanging with us here on Friday. We do have Lanco coming up about 35 minutes or so. Lunchbox has built a GoFundMe page for himself. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But you know it's going to be wonderful, right? You know there's a wonderful reason behind it to help America. So we'll do that in a minute, too. Thanks for hanging by the show. Lunchbox has built him a GoFundMe page. Don't link it. Nobody link it to our page. We will vote if it should be linked. We can't just throw up GoFundMes and have listeners fund me. And I'm not even the me. We do things for other people.
Right.
That need.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right,
take a minute.
See, I've been talking about going on Property Brothers. And well, it turns out you have to have a minimum of $70,000 to be able to be on the show for renovations, because you have to pay the renovations yourself. It's been my wife's dream to be on one of these shows. They're doing a season in Nashville, so I put up a GoFundMe page so people can donate to our cause, so we can get to $70,000 and be on the show.
So you can get a new house. You basically want our listeners to buy you a new house. They're already paying for your house because they listen to the radio. We get ratings. You get a salary.
Listen, this is a dream. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be on a TV show.
You can take out a loan and get it yourself.
No, this is a... Like, everybody wants to support me, kind of throw... Like, everybody listening, if they throw 25 cents in, we got it. That's all they got to do. 25 cents from every listener.
He's asking if we can put it at BobbyBones.com.
Yes.
Let's vote around the room. Should we put up Lunchbox's GoFundMe page so he can get a house bought by our listeners? Amy.
No.
Okay, there's one. Let's
hold on, hold on. Amy, have you even seen it? I'll send you the link.
There's one no. Okay.
Sorry.
You know what? I'm going to go with the yeah.
Thank Lunchbox, you.
Absolutely, my friend.
Oh,
I think we should be able to get it up there.
Thank
now
you.
I feel mean.
Yeah, Eddie?
I'm going to say no. This is not a good
what
reason
are you
to do
no.
Eddie, our producer, says no. Let's go to Ray in the glass room. Ray, what do you think? Should Lunchbox be able to put a GoFundMe page on our website for him a new house?
Well, I'm not allowed to do the eBay stuff, so why can he make money?
Boom.
Have this side stuff?
Your answer?
No.
Hold on.
Nada?
Absolutely not going on our website.
Morgan?
Go. No.
Dude, I'm the only one that had your back.
You guys are a bunch of haters. Listen, I think it's a great idea.
And I agree, dude.
We let Ray do the eBay thing for years, so he made some money. So why not let me do my one thing?
I agree. That's what I was trying to tell them, and they wouldn't listen.
It's a good page.
Don't you ever feel like the manager's always trying to hold them down?
Yes, you guys are always against me. All I'm doing is trying to make a difference in this world, and you guys are not allowing me to do that. Like, why can't you have my back for once?
I did.
You did? I just sent it to Amy in her email so she can see it. Maybe she'll change her mind.
And post it on her Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see it? Lunchbox asked earlier if he could put a GoFundMe page up at BobbyBones.com because he wants to be on Property Brothers. And at first he thought it was just free. They pick you. But then it costs $70,000. And they pick you, but you have to pay for it.
Right.
Listeners are on the phone, and they want to talk to you. Teresa in Nashville, you're on with Lunchbox.
Okay, so this is, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
This is my question. Okay, so if he wants to put the GoFundMe up, I don't think there's a problem with that. If folks want to donate, they can donate. If you don't, you don't. Here's the deal, though. This is an audition process, right? He gets his get picked, and then once he gets picked, he has this money to do these renovations. What happens if he gets all this money through this GoFundMe and he doesn't get picked? What happens to the money?
Lunchbox, your answer, please.
Well, I'll get picked. That's just
No, that's not the answer. Let's say you don't get picked.
I don't know what I'll do with the money. I mean, I guess I'll go on vacation or something.
Well, so that's where I have the problem, because if you have all these listeners who want to give you this money for this dream house for your wife and then you don't get picked, you should still give your wife the dream house.
Okay, then I'll buy my wife the dream house.
See, he doesn't know. Teresa, thank you. That's a great point.
But I'd like to say thank you to Victoria, Nicole, and Michelle. They've all donated.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
How much are they donating?
$5.
Still.
Oh, wow.
Kathy in Missouri? Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Shoot, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're okay. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm against it. I mean, I watch the Property Brothers, I watch all the yard crashers and all that, and I would love them to come to my house. I mean, I would just love it. But I think Lunchbox needs to take out a loan like everybody else does. He's not special, he puts his pants on like everybody else.
I agree with that.
I never said I was more special than anyone else, I was just asking for some help from all my friends.
Megan in St. Louis, last call about this, go ahead.
Hi. Okay, so I just feel like there's a little bit of selfishness in there with Lunchbox's what he's wanting from everybody. I just feel like there's a lot better things you guys could do with a GoFundMe for people who are actually in need. Lunchbox already has a roof over his head. Just because his wife isn't necessarily happy with the way that it is now, like, I feel like there's so many other people who are actually in need and could use 25 cents from every one of the listeners. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. What do you think, Lunch?
I mean, there's always going to be other people that need something. It's just I didn't say you have to. I'm just asking for 25 cents per listener, and then that way we can be on the TV show Property Brother. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, I'm done with this. I remember who voted for you and who didn't.
Yeah, you did. Have you tweeted it out yet?
I'm going to get to that. Hey, on Sunday night, we'll be at our iHeartRadio Music Awards. I hope you'll watch on TNT, TBS, True TV. Lunchbox won't tell us what he's wearing. He's not wearing a suit, though. It was too big. So, well, I guess we'll find out Sunday night with the rest of America. So that'll be Sunday night. Next weekend, I'll be over in North Carolina. I'm doing a funny and alone stand-up comedy show in Raleigh-Durham and one in Greensboro. So if you want to go, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Love to see you next weekend, BobbyBonesComedy.com. All right. I'm going to give you this. The average American has not done this in almost 9 years. Okay? The average American has not done this activity in almost 9 years.
Oh.
So they go around talking to people like, how long has it been since you done? They're like, wow. And they start to average it out, 9 years. Think about that. I don't think you're going to get it. You want to take one shot, Lunchbox?
Yeah, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
Ride a bike.
Well, that'd be it.
What?
Game over.
Are you serious?
My. Yeah. That's not what I had, but.
Well, I mean, it's accurate. I haven't ridden a bike in like.
Oh, there goes that.
A long time.
Won't be
that's
holding
fun.
Anybody through a break up for that one.
Wow.
That's too good.
Dang. How did you do that?
I don't know.
There we have it. And he got it. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, walk off Grand Slam right there.
Man.
If your morning coffee isn't giving you energy, you can try this. All right, Lunchbox, try this while you're in the room. Place your hand just below your collarbone above your heart. Okay? Then use your fingertips to tap that spot for 20 seconds. Doctors say the exercise stimulates the thymus gland, which works to boost energy. So if you just tap that for 20 seconds, you'll wake up and be like, woo! Ready to go! You're not tapping it. You're like massaging yourself, and it's creeping me out.
What do you mean?
That's
this
weird.
Is tapping.
Why don't you like giving himself a sensual massage in front of the camera?
Has it been 20 seconds? I have no idea. I'm starting to wake up. I'm starting to get loud. I'm starting to get excited.
Dang, popped out. We ready. We ready. We ready.
Oh, that thymus gland is really working.
You got it?
Yeah. Woo!
What percent of guys send shirtless pictures to their girls?
Oh. 100%?
No. No
they
way.
Don't.
Amy?
20%.
40% of men.
What? Okay.
Ever send a shirtless picture to your girl, yes or no, around the room? Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Like on purpose for the reason of it being shirtless.
Yeah.
Not just like, okay.
Like sometimes if I'm at the dressing room and I'm changing, I'll just snap a quick photo and like, ah, what up?
Oh, no.
Like to kind of get
yeah.
on the mood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, you're laughing.
No, no way. I've never done that in my life.
Bobby?
No, I don't have. No, I mean, no, I would do the opposite. I put on 3 shirts. What? Be like, what? Look how big.
Turtleneck.
I like. Yes.
Sweaters.
Yeah, I'm not proud of my chest or any part of that shirtless part.
Yeah.
So, like, I get into things extra. Yeah. Like, look, check it out. I'm trying to 7 new sweaters. Which do you like the best? That's my sexting. I put on more clothes.
Man, it's hot.
I'm like that scene where Joey comes in and friends to all the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
All Chandler's clothes. Do you guys know he walks in and he's wearing all the clothes?
I don't remember
could
that.
I've seen that. I've seen that one. That's funny.
Man, when your friends don't get the easy references.
I got it.
Yeah, but these two just looked at me like I was stupid. Now, we're going to L.A. Lunchbox's big splash is what the suit he's going to wear. Is that even a suit?
You'll find out Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to watch his socials and our Bobby Bones Show socials to find out what Lunch is wearing. He had a suit that he was going to wear. I'm not wearing a suit, by the way.
I know. Listen, I did a lot of research on who wears suits, who doesn't wear suits, who wears what. I looked through every single picture that they
have. Every year they have a theme that changes. And this year's theme is rock star chic.
Excuse me?
That's what
this year is.
There is a theme?
Yeah. It's a theme.
Oh, man. Because I looked through the pictures and determined, like, my wife was like, okay, well, no one's really wearing a suit, so maybe we shouldn't go suit. But
I wore suits a couple years. That was on TV.
Like, last year, there was only a couple people that wore blue jeans. And, I mean, Great. There is a theme. You tell me this on the day we are leaving.
I found out about it yesterday myself. And I was like, hey, so what am I supposed to wear to this? Because we're sitting at some table and Seacrest would come over and be like, hey, look at this. Look at these guys. I got pulled off the awards show, like hosting part of it.
You did.
I did. I got taken off of it. So I'm like, well, I'm not dressing like crazy good. I'll just try. I'm not wasting something good. And so I'm going to dress rockstar chic.
Rockstar chic. What does that mean?
I don't know. But it means I ain't wearing a nice, really cool suit like I had ready. I'm saving that for, like, if I host a Howard Country or something.
Great.
What do you got wearing over there?
Rockstar chic?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but I guess I'll be wearing it.
Got to go to the store real quick.
Yep.
All right. They got those new earbuds for your phone. That's like the earbuds. I guess earbuds, the dog that plays basketball, huh?
The dog movie.
Yeah, the dog. Earbuds, but they're the wireless ones. And they came in the mail yesterday. It took 6 weeks for them to come in. They were on back order so much. And I listened to them a bit, and they're wireless, and they're two little white things. They look like you're wearing big, long white earrings.
Weird.
Yeah, they're cool. I can't recommend them yet because I haven't used them enough because they ain't cheap.
Yeah.
And so I'll wear them all this weekend and give everybody a recommendation Monday. But yeah, it took 6 weeks to get them in. Annoying. 30 seconds, Kenny. Let's go.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So you got some movies in theaters today. The movie Logan is out this weekend, which looks pretty good. I think it has like 93% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. It's up against The Shack, which has about 17% positive.
Wait, The Shack only has 17% positive?
Yeah, it's fluctuated between 17 and 19.
Positive?
I know. I still really want to see it. Everyone that read the book said it was so amazing.
I believe the book was amazing, but wow. They're only getting... That's a terrible movie review.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean...
That's an F.
Yeah.
That's a low F. Wow. Yeah.
And then there's this Groundhog Day type movie called Before I Fall, and it's got 71% positive. I've seen the trailer. It looks pretty good.
Like Lunchbox's Periscope on Rotten Tomatoes gets a 60%, and it's just him.
That's not bad.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Well, Zach Brown and his writing partners, they went to Alaska to do some writing for their album Welcome Home, which is due out May 12th, and they sat on a glacier and wrote. That's where he felt, you know, inspired to make music.
My old man. Hey, can I get a coat?
A what?
And earmuffs. My old man.
Hand warmer.
Hey, can I get some of those things that you rub and it makes your hands warm?
Shake it.
Hand. Hey, man, can I get...
That's cold.
It is cold out there. My old man. Da-da. Ow, my fingers. Da-da, da-da, da-da. Thank you.
Sorry, Amy.
Go ahead, Amy. Amy's in L.A. right now, and so she's having a little trouble sitting in the studio as we're making jokes. She can't see us. Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry. Did she go? Oh,
Amy?
I had the wrong button down.
Hello?
There you go. Sorry. You're back up. She's back.
No, that's where he felt like, you know, really inspired. So I was thinking for your new book, you should go out to a glacier in Alaska and write.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I will write on the plane today. I'm going to try to do 3,000 more words over the weekend.
Okay.
That's a lot. It's like 20 pages or so.
So is Lunchbox going to sit next to you and help you write?
He sits on the window, and so do I. And he sleeps and drools, so we just have we've flown together so many times, we have an understanding. Okay. And he farts.
Nice.
Everybody does.
No, not on the plane.
No, not on the plane. He just, and I don't even, like, fart jokes aren't my thing, but Lunchbox just farts. And then everybody looks around the whole flight like, who's farting?
Yeah,
well, and I don't like being in that spot where people start thinking it's me.
Right, but it's perfect on a plane because no one knows. It could be anyone.
That's what they always think it's me.
Right.
Because I'm the one awake riding, and they're like, oh, the awake rider's probably farting while we're all trying to sleep.
Yeah. The awake rider.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, is Lanco here?
Yeah.
They are here? Okay, cool. Amy, are you in Rhapsidious?
Yeah, I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Thank you. Heck, it's you,
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
All right, I have a band in with me now called Lanco, L-A-N-C-O, Lanco. I really like these guys so much so that whenever the year started and I got to pick five artists that I thought were really going to break through, I picked Lanco as one of the five, the class of 2017. Awesome. So Lanco's here for the first time. Hey, boys!
What's up?
There are, how many of you guys are there?
Five.
100?
500, yes.
500, okay. Lanco's here. And so let me play a little bit of the song. This is your single right now, which is now the official single, right?
Yes.
Greatest Love Story. 'Cause I was gonna be your forever.
About life, but I was with
good song. I remember playing it on the air. How long ago was that?
A few weeks ago. Yeah. It's like beginning of this year.
Longer than that. I mean, we're already in March.
Few is relative.
Like in January.
It was like the beginning of the year. It was the top of the year.
That song, and it exploded, and it wasn't even the single yet.
Yeah.
So, that, I mean, it's a really good song.
It's definitely taking on a life of its own.
So, Lanco is here, and you guys are like five dudes. It's weird to have a band in country. You know, like Old Dominion's a band. Zach Brown's a band. Who else?
We've been confused for all of them.
you guys are a lot young. Average age of Lanco?
Mid-20s,
yeah. 26.
Here's a great story about this band and about Brandon, who we're talking to right here from Lanco, is that, you know, a producer is the guy who pushes all the buttons and makes all the sounds happen.
Like, right.
We don't know them as normal folks, but in the music world, they're very important. So there's a really famous producer by the name of...
Jay Joyce.
He's done... Name some famous records, people he's worked with.
Eric Church, Carrie Underwood, Zach Brown Band.
Maybe you've heard of them, right?
Maybe a few of them, yeah.
So this guy, Jay Joyce, is walking through Bridgestone Arena, and Brandon, the lead singer, Lanco, what are you selling, hot dogs?
Selling hot dogs and burgers. You know, we had a variety.
And what were your clothes? What was your attire at the time?
Standard Bridgestone uniform, so a blue and yellow polo and some khakis with running shoes
and a name tag.
And a name tag that said, "Hello, my name is Brandon."
So you go up to this super famous producer out of nowhere, and you grab him, and what do you say?
Well, first I say Jay, like with a question mark, to make sure it's really him. And he turns around, and I just introduced myself and told him I was a huge fan, and immediately started saying some records that I love that he had worked on, and we just started talking about music.
And then he invites you to come play for him.
Yeah,
Hot Dog Man. That's the hot dog man.
I know. We, the conversation kind of got around to, you know, he could put together that I was a songwriter, and I told him I was in a band and all this stuff, and he just kind of nonchalantly, he's like, "Oh, you should come by the studio sometime, play me some stuff." I got his number, and we did.
Did you record this Greatest Love Story with him?
Yes.
Oh, I can tell. I can hear him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Now I got to know. So if he's like, "Okay, I got nothing going on, let's start recording stuff." I mean, you have to like pay him, or how does that work? Because you were just the hot dog vendor like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, where's your money coming from?
It was one of those things, ask questions later. Oh. You just say yes, and then
you're like, "I hope he's not going to bill us $1 million.
No, the first step was for everyone to lose their jobs because we were all working jobs around Nashville, like, you know, coffee shops. Trip worked at a carpet warehouse, which was our practice spot for a long time, sneaking there at night and just jam. And bosses don't exactly like it when you tell them you've got to take 2 weeks off starting in 2 days to go make music. In Nashville, that sounds ridiculous.
What was everybody doing? What was your job?
I was working at a coffee shop. Actually managing a coffee shop.
So manager,
it's kind of a big deal.
What was your job?
I worked for like an event company, a production company.
I was making rugs.
You're making rugs?
Literally cutting rugs.
What about you?
I was a carpenter.
Dang. And you were...
And I was the hot dog hamburger guy at Bridgestone Arena.
Dang, and here they are, Lanco in the studio. Okay, so you go in. Man, I know you have your instruments. I want to play this song first. I want to play this Greatest Love Story. This is their new single right now. And check it out. We'll play it right now. And then come back, we'll play some music live, right? Everybody go with that?
Cool.
All right, here we go. Greatest Love Story now on the Bobby Bone Show. I'm going to be your forever. So baby, will you be my wife?
Baby, say yes to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
There you go. That was Lanco, Greatest Love Story. That's a good song. Hey, I love that song. That's a good one. I like that one. All right, so you're here, and you have your instruments, and we have one guitar, two guitar, three guitar. Is that a three guitars, a banjo, and a drum on a suitcase?
Drum suitcase.
Yeah. Cool. I was like, why is he bringing a suitcase? Didn't he think he's moving in? No, it's like your bass drum. You kick the suitcase, right? Look at that. That's how you know you're broke. Can we make stuff out of that? Yeah. I was feeling you, dude. All right, so Lanco's here. And so what are you guys going to play here?
We're going to do a little medley. You know, being a band in country music, we love other bands. And Alabama's a band that we look up to. So we're going to do a little Alabama medley.
Okay. I've not heard this yet. Ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Not literally. All right, here we go. Lanco! Yeah! Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Download Greatest Love Story, and this is the song right here. 'Cause I was gonna be your forever. If they're in a town near you, go see them. You're gonna be my wife. Worth the ticket. What tickets cost getting the Lanco show? Dollar?
You know, we negotiate.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. Greatest Love Story from Lanco. L-A-N-C-O. Man, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Good to finally have you guys in.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. I just find myself rooting for them even more, knowing kind of when you get to know the backstory of people sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Brandon and I did a Bobby Cast for like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And so we did, when did it, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Brandon came over to the house and it got pretty deep. We cried together.
Cried, hugged.
Yeah. Had a moment.
We had a moment. Yep. So, okay, good luck. May the force be with you. Whatever you say to people when you wish them
fair.
Yeah.
Also
yes.
With you.
All Lang song. Yes. Yes. All right, Lanco. Amy's having an adoption shower. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Do we have any more details on this, Amy?
No more details other than that. I'm starting to become a little more comfortable with it because a lot of listeners are reaching out with their personal stories of adopting and them feeling the exact same way I have been feeling about having a shower, but yet their family, friends, and coworkers all insisted and threw them showers, and they said they got stuff that they never even thought they would need, you know, bringing kids into the home. And so it ended up being a huge blessing in the long run, and they use the stuff they got every single day, and it's just awesome to have people around you that want to rally and support you. So I just need to own it and embrace it, and so that's what I'm doing.
I don't know why you ever had an issue with it. Like, you have two kids moving into your house for the first time. That seems like you need an even bigger shower than the normal if you're pregnant and having one baby coming out of you. Like, you shouldn't have a shower. You should have, like, a slip and slide party.
Oh.
It should be, like, a big old foam party.
Yeah.
Remember those back in the day?
Yeah, frat parties.
I would never go to frat parties.
Oh, no? But foam frat parties?
Yeah. I would never go to the frat ones, but we would have them. I'd work at a radio station, and they'd bring the foam machines out. They'd cover the floor and just foam it up.
How dirty is
it
that?
It was so... Dude, it was amazing, but it was disgusting. You'd get in there and dance. And you'd be covered up to, like, over your nipples in foam. And you're just, right, you're just dancing away, right? Like, you're having the time of your life.
Gross.
And you're like, nobody. And also, girls would dance with you because you couldn't really see how. It was like Halloween, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So if you just got out there and danced, somebody was going to dance with you. And I didn't have a lot of girls dancing with me. So at foam parties would be times I could go, put a little foam on, and just break it down, and everybody's partying, right? So here's the only problem with that is you go to the foam party, and you're doing your thing, you know.
Yeah.
You get foam on, and then you wake up the next day, and you've got a rash from your nipples down to about your ankles from that foam.
Ew.
So gross.
It's so gross. How much did they get in your mouth? I probably went to like four of them. They were awesome, dude. I got a rash every time. I had to weigh rash versus dancing with girls. And dancing with girls won every time. Yeah. Lunch, you seem like you'd still be at foam parties.
Oh, foam parties were awesome. I don't even know if they have foam parties anymore.
Probably not FD approved. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But if they did, I'd go because they are awesome.
Yeah. See, people don't even know about stuff like that. Like foam parties. Mm. Slap bracelets. I remember when slap bracelets got outlawed because people were cutting themselves with them.
They're back around. My kids have some.
Are they much safer now?
Nah, they're the same. Well, they're not like straight up metal anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Ours used to be straight up metal.
They're covered with material now.
Man.
That metal, that hurt you,
yeah,
man.
Back in the day of Game Boys.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's the jam. I always thought it was a girl singing it, though. Did you know that? Do you know it's a guy, right?
It is. Oh. Who sings this?
Genuine. Like, I've known, when I first heard, I thought it was a girl for about a year and a half.
It's not a girl.
You thought it was a girl, too?
Of course, it sounds like a girl.
It does, right?
Jump on it.
But never listen to the unedited version, because you'll be like, what am I listening to?
Is it real dirty?
Oh, my goodness.
So don't listen to it around the kids, what you're saying?
You can listen to that. No, that's just not a good song.
Okay.
To that. Some people think that this was a guy. Macy Gray, I Tried.
I remember Macy Gray.
like a high-pitched guy.
Yes, what a jam.
When will they go from here?
When will they stop?
When will they stop?
Eddie, what's your problem with school bus parents?
I just think that parents are not letting kids go through what they need to go through to become tough.
Okay.
And like ready for our society, for our world, which is not a good place. You know,
tell me what you saw, because I know you're saying a lot of things.
I'm saying a lot of things because this is coming from the heart. What I saw was something that I didn't experience as a kid. I'm seeing parents now drive to bus stops waiting for their kids to get to school. And I asked my wife, because I'm not there when kids are going to school, but she says they do this in the morning too. But they drive their kids to the bus stop and wait for them because maybe it's too cold outside or it's raining. So they sit in their car and wait for the bus. And then when the bus gets there, the kids get out and get on it. And I'm like, what? Like, when I was a kid, man, whether it was snowing, raining, in the mud, whatever, we walked to the school bus stop and we waited.
We use MapQuest. Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? We waited for that bus, and that was part of it. I don't care if it was raining. And now, like, these kids don't know what it's like to suffer a little bit, to be in the cold rain and wait for the bus.
You're such a coddler. I'm surprised you're saying this. You're a helicopter parent by far.
I am, but this is the school bus stop. Like, it's
is that
right,
where you learn the rules of the streets, or what?
It's like two houses away from your house. They just walk there and they wait for the bus.
Amy?
Yeah, I fend for myself.
Do you?
Dude, waiting for the bus was like a big deal, and I don't care what the weather was like. We did it, and it made me a tougher person because of that.
You're tough? Yeah.
I feel like I'm tough. Like, I don't reach for an umbrella when it starts raining on my head.
Why wouldn't you? If there's one, use it.
Because I'm tough.
Okay. Lunchbox?
The bus stop is where a lot of stuff went down. Let me tell you, we used to throw tennis balls at cars when we were waiting for the bus, and when you'd throw it, run and hide in the bushes, then when the bus would pull up, the car would still be driving around, you'd jump out, get on the bus, car never finds you. Genius.
Eddie's mad because kids now sit with their parents at the bus stop instead of just being free at the bus stop. And so here's Kathy and Tyler. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do y'all say?
I say I completely agree with Eddie. I mean, these kids need to walk to the bus. I lived 10 miles north of town on a ranch, and I had to walk half a mile to get to my bus just from my house.
Also, though, we can't judge what we did in our kid days versus what kids are doing now.
Because of a security issue?
No.
Like, what do you mean?
It's just everything's different. It's like kids should only watch as much 1 hour a night. We watched 5 when we were kids.
Yeah.
What do you mean we're any worse?
Just think we're tougher. We don't want our kids to soften up.
You have the softest kids I've ever seen.
I get it, but that...
Like, I did a measurement of all the kids I've ever seen in my life. Your kids came in softest.
My little one's not going to be soft. He's not a soft one. He's a little tough one.
This is the one thing you're not a helicopter parent on. If you act like that, you're, you know, Johnny Tough Guy, it's crazy.
I understand the security.
Remember the time we got into a wrestling match?
Who?
That took
you
down?
And me? No, I don't remember that.
Oh.
Look, if it's a security issue, I get it. But you can watch them from your house.
Why don't you go home?
Make sure they're good.
They take care of themselves.
But sit in the car because it's cold? No, let them brave it out.
All right. There you have it. The Bobby Bones Show. Amy, what happened at the airport?
Okay, so there was a mom having some issue checking in her luggage, and she was at the little ticket counter for a while. And she had a daughter with her, I'm going to guess 6 years old, maybe. Daughter really had to use the restroom, like so bad, was almost like in tears about it. But the mom was stuck trying to get everything situated for her flight. So the woman, I guess, ahead of her line, you know, in the ticket counter next to her, total stranger, checked in her luggage, was totally done, and offered to take the little girl to the bathroom so the mom could continue checking luggage, you know, so she made her flight okay, you know?
Yeah, so okay, stranger offers to take a six-year-old to the bathroom. How do we feel about this before we know what happened in the end? Eddie?
Not good.
Okay,
I would do the fake laugh like, no, thank you, I got it. We're good.
What if she really had to go?
Yeah, she'll wait. Thank you. Don't take my daughter anywhere or my son. You're crazy.
Lunchbox?
I think it's great. It's a citizen helping out another citizen, having each other's back. Probably a mom saying, you know, I've been in that position before and I would have wanted help. So lend a helping hand to your neighbor.
Ooh, the whole bathroom thing throws a wrinkle in it.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, what happened?
Well, I was shocked. The mom said, oh my goodness, that's so nice of you to offer. Okay, here's my daughter.
No!
Yes!
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, she didn't say, okay, here's my daughter, but she was like, oh my goodness, like, she was like, thank you so much. And the lady, I was still in line at this point. Like, I'm in line observing this whole thing, like, in shock. But I do see the woman return with a much happier six-year-old that now no longer has to use the restroom. And it was super helpful to this mom that was having issues checking her luggage. So, I mean, it was awesome, but I'm not sure I would do it if I was in that position.
Well, you'll see soon enough when you have your kids.
I know.
You're probably begging, anybody take the kids for a second, please? Oh, that's crazy.
Let's go.
After the show today, we'll be flying to Los Angeles. Our iHeartRadio Music Awards are Sunday night. I hope you can watch. Representing us will be Thomas Rhett performing. Also, Kelsey Ballerini will be there. But a lot of big acts, just period. So we're going. Lunchbox and I are flying out right after the show. Amy's already in Los Angeles. Check. Amy, present.
Check.
Yeah, she's
here.
She's in a studio there. People are buzzing, though, asking what Lunchbox will be wearing.
Oh, man, it's going to be a surprise. Let me tell you. The suit got vetoed, so there's a lot of pressure on my wife because she had to pick out my outfit. And I think she did a great job, but we'll find out Sunday night. I mean, it's looking good.
Any midriff showing?
Midriff?
Yeah.
Oh, like my stomach?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you're not going with that.
No midriff showing, and it's definitely out of my normal style.
Oh, so it's out of your comfort zone.
Definitely out of my comfort zone.
I can't wait for Sunday. iHeartRadio Music Awards. I'll probably put a picture of them up on screen and be like, dang, style award, Lunchbox.
Like, I'm trying to go for best dressed list.
You are?
Yeah.
Amy, what are you wearing?
I have two options. Think that I packed, like, a sparkly dress. I may need your help. Okay. Honestly, you'll probably have to pick it out. And then maybe something a little more black and mid-drifty.
Every show that Amy and I go to together, which is all of them, we always take a couple and then we kind of, that one maybe not so much. She'll do it to me more than I will her. She'll be like, you should wear this instead. And so we're very much, we're good road buddies.
Yeah.
And I'm colorblind, so I can't match colors.
What are you wearing?
I will for sure wear my quintessential red iHeart jacket.
Oh.
But I brought a couple of them.
Oh.
Yeah. I will not make any list. Maybe the most red. Because I do think I'll be doing, for the first time in public, red glasses. Now, I've wore red glasses. I wear them all the time, but never for like someone I got to walk down a red carpet. I think I'm going all red. It's a big decision me and my PR team made last night because my dog and I are sitting there thinking about it. And he was like, red. And I was like, cool. And that's how we came to that conclusion. So Sunday night will be the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Look for us on TV. You going to be looking, Eddie?
Of course I am.
Are you upset you didn't get to go?
No. No. I like spending time with my family.
Yeah.
I do. And a trip like this is like 3 days gone for one night. So I was like, I love the team and I wish I could be there, but I like being home.
Just making sure.
No, I'm good.
Because I was going to say, I won free round trip ticket.
Wait, what?
That we'll come back to that in a minute. All right, so...
let's rethink this.
IR Awards on Sunday night. Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add, Lunchbox?
No, just I'm excited, but yeah, so definitely out of my comfort zone, and I'm glad I didn't go with red.
What color?
It's a multiple colors.
Oh, we're wearing a rainbow suit.
Yeah!
Oh, are you making a statement? Political statement?
No, I'm not.
Is there a rainbow suit?
No, I'm definitely trying to stay away from the political statements. I don't want to get involved in that because I don't want protesters outside my hotel room, so I won't be doing that.
Okay, there you have it, folks. iHeartRadio Music Awards on Sunday night. Look for us.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
It is Alexander Graham Bell's birthday. Born in the year of 1847. One of my favorite years. He was known for inventing what, Lunchbox?
Telephone.
The telephone, he says. Show me telephone. Correct.
That's yes. What.
Okay, so the easy inventor game. I'll give you the inventor. You give me the invention. Oh. We'll go back and forth. Here we go. Amy, you're first, okay? Earl Silas Tupper. What did he invent?
Tupperware.
That is correct.
Oh. Huh. Good guess.
Yeah, excuse me, Eddie?
That's pretty cool. It's a good guess.
Okay. Sylvester Graham Lunchbox invented the...
Oh, the telegram.
Oh, no. The Graham cracker.
Wow.
Yeah. How about this? Adolf Sachs, Amy.
Oh, Adolf Sachs.
Hmm?
A grocery sack?
No, the saxophone.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh man.
S-A-X.
Lunchbox, there's a gentleman by the name of James Salisbury.
Oh, that's easy. Salisbury steak.
Oh, that's an interesting guess.
Yeah.
And it's right.
Oh.
Oh,
what?
How about Erno Rubik, Amy? Erno Rubik.
Oh, the Rubik's Cube.
That's correct. Nice work. Lunchbox. George Washington Gale Ferris.
Oh, I know this. He built the first one in Chicago, the Ferris wheel.
Wow. Very good. How about John Landis Mason, Amy?
Mason Jars.
Okay. Yo, you're on the
game. Awesome.
I kind of got the game now.
I give you one more. Julius Richard Petri. No, Petri.
Oh, as my scientist, Petri dish.
As your scientist, what does that mean?
When I was going to be a scientist.
When was this?
Back in the day. Like when I took science classes for like one day and I was like, I hate science, but they had Petri dishes. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody won this game, but we're...
Everybody did great,
though. Everybody did great. Yeah.
Good job.
How did you get a nap yesterday, Lunchbox?
Yeah, not a very good one, though.
Oh, let's play the game. How long did Lunchbox nap? Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to have some music, but I only got an hour and 26 minutes.
Oh, yeah, man. How do you even come into work today?
I don't know, man. It was rough. I got up and I was like, this is not good. I needed more of a nap, but I just didn't have the time.
You want to go take a few now?
No, I'm good. I'm going to be here and I'll nap long today because it's Friday and I'll just, you know.
Oh, we got to fly to California and you'll sleep the whole flight.
Yep, exactly.
He'll sleep and drool all the flight.
Gross.
He sits down before everyone else gets seated and just passes out and starts drooling all over everything.
And he takes his shoes off.
Yeah.
Ew.
In it is my cup holder. I put my bottle of water in the shoe.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, we're going to the iHeart Awards today. Lunchbox and I are. Amy's already there. Thank you. Goodbye.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Sunday night, our iHeart Radio Music Awards from Los Angeles. We'll all be there. Hope you watch. I think it's going to be cool. Almost no one walks out of Target without buying a bunch of random stuff. Amy, your thoughts?
Totally true. Fact. It's a fact.
This whole story came out, and they talked to people about what they needed before they went in, and they talked to them again on the way out, and almost 90% of people had something else. Now, why do you think that is?
I have no idea. It's like this, it's a Target black hole, and I cannot go there without buying things I had zero intention of ever purchasing. And if I do go there and spend, I mean, I don't know how to put a dollar amount on it because it's awful, but I really do not think I can get out of Target without spending $100, even if I went there for face wash, which is $5.
Dang, Trump.
No, I mean, I don't know how it is. Sometimes I'm like, I need to go return this. Why did I just buy this? I have no idea. It's like Target, you walk in and there's some spell that's put over you. You get to the register and it just happens.
Wow. Yeah. That must be nice. Why don't you just give Lunchbox money for his property brother's house?
Yeah.
With all that extra money. Holy
I'm not saying it's wise spending. I'm not saying that.
Dang, she throws out that Benji like nothing.
Pretty awesome.
Dang. Yeah. She hands him a Benji when she walks in and goes, I'll see you on the way out. Wow. Is it that you go in and you realize you need things, or is there stuff just so cool you're like, I gotta have it?
No, there's stuff so cool you gotta have it.
Apparently $100 worth every time.
Man, dang.
No, but there's so much there. It's the variety. There's, for girls at least, it's the clothes and then some of the household goods and
I know what
things.
They have.
Dang.
It's a lot of money.
It's cool.
Man.
Hey, quit making me feel bad. I already feel guilty enough when I'm checking out. I say it to the cashier every time. I'm like, what? Why am I spending that? I came here for one thing, and I've just bought five.
The most American car companies. Let's go till you can't name another one. There are the 10 most American car brands. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name one, stay in the game. Lunchbox.
Ford.
Ford is at number 8. You're in the game. Most American car companies. Eddie.
Chevy. Ugh.
Chevy at number 7. Amy.
Dodge.
At number 4. We're still in the game here.
GMC.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, what's GMC?
General Motors?
General Motors, yeah.
Nope.
Okay, correct.
Right?
Yeah, number 5, I believe so. Go ahead.
Jeep.
Number 2, yeah.
Who?
Lunchbox.
I'm going to say truck, Ford truck.
You already said Ford. Said Ford.
Oh, someone already said Ford?
Yeah. Eddie.
Chrysler.
Nah.
Dodge.
You're already out, dude.
I'm playing.
Amy, if you get this, you win.
This was my mom's car all through the 90s. A Buick.
Yeah, number 10. Buick.
Yes!
Yes. That's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what the number one was?
No.
A Tesla. 100% of their cars sold in the U.S. were made in the U.S.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. One was Tesla, two was Jeep, three was Cadillac.
I thought they weren't even out yet.
No, it's hard to get the new lower model of them.
Oh, okay.
They've been out.
I didn't know that. I thought it was they weren't out yet because I read a story. They're not making money yet. But they lose money. Tesla does. I'm telling you. I can pull up the story. They lost like $100 million last year.
No one's arguing with you. A lot of things lose money for a long time until they make money.
Which is very interesting.
Because any money you make, you reinvest immediately back into it.
Yeah.
Like Snapchat's making no money.
Yeah, they make all their money on Black Friday.
Twitter's making no money.
Wait, Snapchat's not making money. They just went public and made like cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. Like Lunchbox ain't making no money. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Trying to
get
a property brothers to buy his house. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones. We're going to fly to California right now. Lunchbox and I are going to hop on a Southwest flight for like 4 hours. Then we're going to land, and then we'll be there all weekend. Hopefully, you can watch the iHeart Radio Music Awards on TBS, TNT, and True TV on Sunday night. We'll be there, and Lunch will have his mystery outfit on.
Get ready.
Wait, I'm ready.
It's not part of the theme, I don't think.
Okay. He learned today there was a theme.
Rock star
chic.
Chic.
Yeah.
I don't.
Not rock star, the other one you were saying. That's a different
one. Yeah, and I don't even know what chic means.
There you go. It's cool.
Oh, well, yeah. Anything I wear is cool. But
there you go. We'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram and Twitter, and we'll catch you guys on Monday's show. We'll be doing that one from L.A. Amy's already in L.A. Amy, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Can't wait to see y'all.
All right, miss you. Catch you up in a little bit. Bye.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.